From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Chiclet, the candy-coated gum with a flavor that won't chew out. And by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Hiya, folks. This is Dean Martin. Hard to believe that another week has passed by, but here I am. So I guess this is it. Things were pretty hectic around here yesterday, though. Jerry took a walk into the park, ran into a movie crew shooting scenes for the next Tarzan picture, and the next thing we knew, he was standing in for Cheetah the Chimp. Until Apet gets here, how's about a touch of I wonder who's kissing her now? I wonder who's kissing her now. Wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking right smack in her eyes. Oh, breathing sighs and telling lies. Well, I wonder who's buying the wine for the lips that I used to call mine. Well, I wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now. Tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now at this point, Now, that's funny. Jerry usually interrupts me here with that mellow voice of his. Well, finally, I have a chance to talk quietly and relax. So, at this time...
I wonder who's kissing my dog.
Well, I see I was wrong again. It's the same old Jerry.
Sure, it's the same old Jerry. We expecting the same old Elsie.
You know, for a second I thought maybe, you know, you changed or something.
Before I wasn't dirty.
Now, you don't understand. I was hoping to see a change of personality.
Yeah, well, you worry about yourself, D. Martin. Everyone likes my personality the way it is.
Everyone? Who's everyone?
How could you spoil a word like who?
Now, look, Jerry, you see...
Look, Jerry Nutton, I'm tired of you picking on me. I mean it. That's about all I'm going to take, understand? I'm fed up, fed up, 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 fed up. Up, fed up, fed up.
Look, Jerry, forget the whole thing. I'm sorry I mentioned it, okay?
Fed up. Oh, up, up. That's better, boy.
I don't want you to change, Jerry. I like your personality. I think it's wonderful. You have charm and warmth and good manner. I love you. I love everything about you.
Must we take separate vacations?
Look, this isn't getting us anywhere. Why don't you lay low for a while and let me sing another song?
I got a better idea. You lay low and let me sing for a change.
You sing? Well, you don't know an arpeggio from an obbligato.
Who doesn't? Listen, buddy. You're not the only one that eats those Italian restaurants in. It's about time I sang on his show, Dean. I mean it. I make records, too, you know.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis now sings his latest recording. Put something on the bar beside your elbow.
Hey, Buster, how about a bourbon and soda? Don't the house ever buy a drink?
Don't the house ever buy a drink? Don't make me laugh. Ha, ha, ha. We've listened to a lot of conversation about the fortunes you have made and spent. Your story may be true, but conversation is not the stuff with which we pay the rent. Play something on a bar beside your elbows. Something like an old $10 bill. Play something on the bar beside your elbows. They can bring up your elbows in the till. You've horned in on each round at someone's orders, but still you haven't parted with a dime. Our Uncle Sam don't make the stuff too hearted, so please send something else besides your dime. Lay something on the bar besides your big fat elbow. Something like, oh, I don't even care, just so it resembles an old $10 bill, that's all. Lay something on the bar beside your elbow. They can ring up your elbows in the till.
So let's make with the loot, pal. Scratch, moolah, cabbage, coin, bankroll, whatever you care to call it. We need the money.
Now, how is that, Dean?
You really surprised me, Jerry.
Yeah, why?
Well, because I didn't think you could sing so well.
Oh, that's nice of you to say that, Dean.
Well, I really mean it, Jerry. You know, it's just the simple reason that you're the comedian on the show. You make everybody laugh, and I'm the singer. I sing a song once in a while. I'm supposed to sing. You're supposed to be the comedian. You sang, and everybody liked it. Don't do it no more. As a matter of fact, I think both of us should keep quiet now and hear what Jimmy Wallington has to say.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, every day you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at any drug counter.
You know, even music publishers are frank to admit that they never know what makes some songs become great hits. I guess we all like certain tunes for different reasons. If that's true, there have to be at least a million reasons for the success of the new smash, I Won't Cry Anymore.
You left me, I won't cry anymore. Now that you I've shed a million tears since we're apart. But tears can never mend a broken heart. I won't sigh anymore. I'll just forget you and I'm closing the door of memory. That my arms are longing for. This is goodbye. I won't cry
everybody. Let's listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Well, thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Folks, tonight Jerry and I are very happy to welcome an old friend and one of the nicest guys in our business. He's a performer who we've enjoyed, as I know you have, in many highly successful screen roles. One of our finest singers and actors. Let's say hello to Dennis Morgan.
Thank you, folks. Say, Dean, everyone warned me about coming down here tonight and appearing on this show. You know, I don't get it. That was a very nice, dignified introduction. Everything seems to be calm and peaceful here. And I don't see any animal.
Animal? Oh, you must have heard about Jerry.
Oh, that's it. This Jerry, tell me, what's he like?
Like nothing the world has ever known. Here he comes now. You judge for yourself.
Hey, Dean, what happened to the...
Egad, a stranger in our midst.
Ah, Jerry, take it easy. Why don't you just settle down and say hello to him?
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Don't tell me, Dean. I know who he is. He's Jack Carson's brother.
Come on, Jerry. This is Dennis Morgan. You see...
Hey, you better let me explain it, Dean. Look, Jerry, Jack Carson and I are not brothers. It's just that, well, for many years we've been linked together cinematically.
Well, there's one Hollywood marriage that lasted.
Look, Jerry, Dennis is our guest, and he's a very important picture star.
Say, Mr. Morgan, you must know a lot of the other picture stars.
Yes, I imagine I know most of them. Why?
Well,
is it true that Lassie is really a small horse?
Well,
Frank Sinatra really an ironing board?
Come on, Jerry, take it easy. Give the man a chance to answer.
Who needs the answers? I'm getting last with the questions.
Seriously, boys, it must take a lot of work. A real lot of work to do a radio show every week.
Oh, not to it, Dennis. Why don't you get a show for yourself?
I don't want to be personal, but is there any money in it?
Is there any money in it?
Is there any money in it?
Is there?
Well, no.
Don't get any wrong ideas, Dennis. We may not get money, but every week we get a carload of Chesterfields, a carload of Anison, and a carload of Dentine.
Well, if you're going to get paid off in merchandise, you ought to get a sponsor like the United States Mint.
Say, I wonder what that would be like, being sponsored by the United States Mint.
Well, let's find out.
The United States Mint is on the air. Folks, this program is brought to you by the makers of that payday miracle, money. And now... the United States Mint is proud to present another chapter in that stirring drama, Just Plain Bills. Let's look in on those two ace investigators for the U.S. Mint, Martin and Morgan, as they are about to embark on another case. Tonight's adventure is called The Case of the Baffled Bird Watcher.
Well, Morgan, looks like this may be our toughest case.
That's right, Martin. This guy's hoarding $2 billion in gold. He's a real crackpot.
Let's see what his... Oh, his name is Chauncey Guberman.
Yeah, and he's an ornithologist.
You mean he ain't a citizen?
An ornithologist is a bird lover. This guy's nuts about birds.
How do you like that? Puts all his money in birds. Well, he doesn't answer. Let's go in.
Hey, must be a million birds here.
Yeah, but where's Guberman?
Hey, Guberman! Hey, Guberman!
I'm over here teaching a sparrow to read.
You're teaching a sparrow to read?
Sure. Then he's going to teach me to fly.
Say, let's go in the other room so we can talk.
Oh, we don't have to leave. They'll keep quiet.
Birds of a feather, shut up together.
Boy, you certainly have control of these things.
Oh, that's nothing. I have one bird that can tie his own shoelaces.
You have a bird that wears shoes?
No, just the laces. He has corn.
Look, Guberman, we're from the United States Mint. You're hoarding gold here, and we want it.
Oh, no. You're not getting my gold. No one gets it.
Why?
It's strictly for the birds.
Martin, this guy's buggy. We better humor him.
You're right, Morgan. Say, Guberman, do you have any favorites in the bird family?
Oh, why, I most certainly have, sir. Let's see, there's the double-breasted seersucker, the blue-throated cardigan, the red-winged cummerbund, and the English Tweety bird. Why, that's the best little birdie in the business.
What does it do?
This is a bird that flies in circles, and as it flies, the circles keep getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, so what happens?
Well, it finally disappears down its own throat.
Gee, that's interesting. Now, if they all disappear, maybe the government can pick up the gold you're hoarding.
Oh, no, nobody gets my gold.
Then we'll have to take it by force. You'll have nothing left. Then what'll you do?
I'll become a bird.
But you can't become a bird.
Yeah, did you ever hear of a bird becoming a man?
Well, I see you've never heard of Walter Pigeon.
Even if you did pass for a bird, what makes you think they'd take you?
I'll spend all my gold on them. They'll have to accept me.
You can't buy the love of a bird. Turn over the gold to us and we'll pay you in fresh money from the United States Mint.
Money from the U.S. Mint? You mean those crisp green bills with the pretty pictures?
That's right.
Well, now you're talking. You've got a deal.
He is selling all his gold.
Left his birds in the cold.
Bye, bye, birdie.
No more belfries full of bats.
He tore up his welcome mat.
Bye, bye, birdies. I'll forget the things that birdies taught me. Even we'll forget the stork that brought me.
Though he used to love him so,
I'll even let the wild goose go. Birdies, bye-bye. I'll miss my bird back.
Fly away. A little birdie just told me it's time to sound off for Chesterfield.
Godfrey says it in Como too. Hope for Crosby follow through. Lester and Al and Jerry and I, we all tell you the wonder by it's Chesterfield's.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield's.
Chesterfield.
Wilder, 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 wilder. Chesterfield.
Right.
In planned research, precise and exact, scientists prove this important fact. Chesterfield's in every case left no unpleasant aftertaste.
Mildest plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildest plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield. That's right.
Chesterfield's are very mild. That's why about them I am wild. Take my advice, cause it's for real. The best for you is Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
That's right. Sound off for Chesterfields and get something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness. Plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Try a pack today.
Well, it was a hot summer night some years ago, and I was feeling mighty low. It was the last night of my 2-week vacation, and the next morning I was due back on the job that held no promise and no pleasure. And no hopes for the future I used to dream of. I guess I was feeling pretty sorry for myself, although I can laugh now at the picture of this scowling kid strolling down a sweltering main street, kicking at an old bottle cap as if the cap were personally responsible for the whole thing. I started to do a little window shopping, and before I knew it, I was in front of a music store listening to a new record. As the lyrics started to penetrate, my feeling of despair lifted, and by the time it ended, I was smiling and feeling pretty sure that things would be okay. Well, folks, that was a long time ago, but I still get the same warm, comforting feeling when I hear that song.
Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers.
And if you want the things that you love, you must have showers. So when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me.
Something, that nickels from heaven was sure pretty.
Now, don't you mean pennies from heaven?
You never heard of inflation?
I'd rather my compliments to Jerry's Dean.
Well, thank you, Dennis. It's always a thrill to get a compliment from another singer.
If he's a singer, how come he didn't sing?
You say I don't love you, but I do.
For you, it was for Mr. Morgan.
I'll tell you what, Dean. How about joining me in Three Blind Mice?
Oh, can I join too?
Well, of course.
Oh, goody. We'll make like a real quartet.
Three blind mice. Three blind mice.
Was I rushing?
Dennis, I want to thank you a lot for joining us tonight and come up again real, real soon.
I sure will. Good night, boys. Good night.
Good night,
boys.
Dennis.
And so, folks, hope to see you all again next week. Until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our soon-to-be-released picture, Sailor Beware.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Anderson for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with the breathtaking flavor. And Chiclets, the candy-coated gum with the flavor that won't chew out. And by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Dennis Morgan appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures, producers of that all-star musical, Starlit.